Democrat Representative Henry Queller's primary challenger receives more far-left endorsements. By Jacob Bliss on December 9, 2021. Representative Henry Queller's, DTX, primary opponent expanded her list of far-left endorsements this week in an attempt to seat a far-left Democrat in his place, despite his voting with his party to enact partisan policies. Despite Queller's attempts to please the far-left side of his party by voting to support the House Democrats' reconciliation package, his far-left colleagues and leftist organization endorsed his Democrat primary challenger, Jessica Cisneros. Cisneros is trying to take out Queller in the Democrat primary next year after her attempt in the last cycle came short, only receiving 48.2% of the vote. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, endorsed Cisneros on Wednesday. In a statement, she wrote, "The people of Texas' 28th District deserve a Democrat that will fight for their families, not on the side of big money and obstructionist Republicans." Jessica is running to ensure every person has quality health care, bring jobs back to her community, and restore humanity and justice to our broken immigration system, Warren added. Jessica knows that when progressives are unapologetic about our values and who we're in this battle for, we win. Additionally, leftist groups such as the Sunrise Movement and NARAL, who supported her in the previous election, will be supporting her again. "Our movement was proud to support Jessica Cisneros for Texas's 28th in nearly defeating Henry Queller in 2020, bringing her within just 2,000 votes from victory. That's why we're excited to help finish what we started and seal the deal together in 2022," the Sunrise Movement wrote in their endorsement. Breitbart News previously reported that far-left Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, and the Emily's List, a left-wing political group that backs Democrat woman candidates, announced earlier in the week they also endorsed Cisneros. As the far-left appears to oppose Queller, he has been a close ally to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and the Democrats. Breitbart News reported that Queller and Pelosi are close voting allies. He has voted with her 98% of the time in the most recent Congress. That includes the House Democrats' $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which President Joe Biden signed into law, and the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, also known as the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill. Meanwhile, Queller voted for the reconciliation package, which ultimately did not ban taxpayer-funded abortion, as would the Hyde Amendment and Helms Amendment, which are measures that prohibit taxpayer funding of elective abortion in domestic and foreign health programs. The bill also would grant amnesty to over 6 million illegal immigrants, according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.